Former Republican Senator Lincoln Chafee was in Sarasota this afternoon to campaign for Democratic presidential nominee Barack Obama. Chafee, who is now an independent, is on a two-day tour of Florida to meet with Republicans and independents who support Obama.
So we'll put our nose to the grindstone and make it happen.
Okay. Chafee told a room full of volunteer phone bankers and people who showed up to get tickets to Vice Presidential candidate Joe Biden's Wednesday appearance that he is supporting Democratic candidate Barack Obama rather than Republican John McCain.
I worked with Senator McCain. He and I were the only two to vote against the Bush tax cuts, the only two Republicans to vote against the Bush tax cuts in the spring of 2001. I worked with him on environmental issues, stopping the drilling in the Arctic National Wildlife, and on the Gang of 14 addressing the Supreme Court nominations, all of which he has now turned his back on those issues, on the Supreme Court nominees, on the environment, and on the taxes and the economy. It's a different John McCain than the one I worked with, which drives the question to his credibility and the straight talk that he is famous for espousing. It's not the same McCain. It's not the same straight talk. And he just doesn't have the credibility to face the American public when you're going to go change so dramatically on these key issues.
Chafee was the only Republican in the Senate who voted against giving President George W. Bush authorization to invade Iraq in October 2002. On Tuesday in Sarasota, he called it the easiest vote I ever took. In 2006, he was the only Senate Republican to vote for a timetable for the removal of U.S. occupation troops from Iraq. Chafee said that he started having reservations about the direction of his party during George W. Bush's first year.
And while I served in the Senate, I contributed and supported Bush-Cheney in 2000. But from the very first minutes of their administration, the first minutes of their first day, they were going back on their campaign pledges. And I'm old-fashioned, and when people go back on their campaign promises, I'm on my guard. And in particular, they had promised to be uniters, not dividers, remember that? And to have a humble foreign policy. And this was even before September 11th. They came in with a very divisive agenda and a very, very arrogant foreign policy. And so I was on my guard, and right away I was against their big tax cut. And this is before September 11th, that tore the country apart, Jim Jeffords leaving the party. I mean, it was crazy.
Chafee supported Barack Obama in the Democratic primary, calling him the first Democrat I ever voted for. Chafee said that McCain's choice of Sarah Palin as vice presidential running mate points to a major difference between the two campaigns. He said that Obama is trying to unite the country, while McCain is trying to gain favor with the far right wing of his party.
I do believe that this is the first test of the nominees every 4 years when we nominate someone to be president. The first test, the first big decision is who they're going to pick for their running mate. And it puts an enormous amount of scrutiny on them. And we'll see how this plays out. I'm not aware of the latest that might have come out about the secessionist affiliations that Governor Palin might have had in Alaska. But this is the test, the first big test of someone's judgment. And we'll see how it plays out.
Chafee served with Obama on the Foreign Relations Committee and on the Environment and Public Works Committee. Chafee was asked what made him decide to change from a Republican to an independent.
I just think the damage that was done over the last 8 years on the economy, and especially this disparity of wealth that I've witnessed in the last 8 years, the middle class struggling harder and harder to make it, and then, of course, internationally. This is a dangerous world in which countries have nuclear weapons, and I care about my children and everybody's grandchildren out there, and we need to have a better policy of dealing with everybody around the world. We're a strong, confident nation. We shouldn't have this paranoia that's been evident in the last 8 years. And then lastly, our credibility. More than anything, people have to trust us, and I've seen instance after instance that this administration has cracked our American credibility.
On Monday, outside the Republican National Convention in St. Paul, Minnesota, more than 200 demonstrators were arrested, including Democracy Now! Host Amy Goodman and at least three other journalists. According to Democracy Now!, quote, law enforcement officers used pepper spray, rubber bullets, concussion grenades, and excessive force against protesters and journalists. Last week, more than 100 people were arrested at the Democratic National Convention in Denver, including a producer for ABC News. WMNF asked Senator Lincoln Chafee about the crackdown on dissent at the conventions of the two major parties.
We have to be so careful of not letting that security issues turn into stifling dissent. And that's a fine line and a balance of protecting the candidates and providing the security they need, but also allowing First Amendment right of free speech. And that's a battle we have to fight and make sure that line doesn't go too far on the security side and allowing people to speak out. That's one of our most sacred rights, is our right for free speech.
Hi, my name is Sandra, and I'm volunteering for Obama's campaign here in Sarasota.
Before Chafee arrived, a handful of Obama campaign volunteers used mobile phones to reach out to Sarasota residents who have no party affiliation. Jennifer Perry's two children sat on the floor and colored a poster saying, "Kids for Obama."
My son, who's 8, has been very interested in the election process since last fall. And during the primaries, we followed the candidates in Florida. I say followed. We went and listened to them speak. And just, I don't ever want them to think that we are Republican or Democrat. We're not. We're for who has the best ideas and the values that we support. So Obama has intrigued us. And my son, who in January said that Obama was going to be our next president.
Perry's two children, 8-year-old Nicholas and his 6.5-year-old sister Maggie, said they had made up their minds who they would vote for if they were old enough.
Obama.
Who are you going to vote for?
Obama.